All right, the OG crew, episode 74. Me, Riley, Dante. What's up, boys?
What's up?
Charlie, you look giggly. Look right
Friday. It's Friday.
Yeah. So a lot of 580 stuff just in general this week between supplements, the show, just general 580 barbell stuff. So going to be kind of an inside episode. We got some decent questions to answer to at the end, some other stuff to talk about. But the first thing I want to talk about, my mom touched on it last week while she was on, but mixed berry is here finally, and watermelon is restocked. So you can, you guys know the drill. If you are local, you can just pick it up at 580 or just contact me and I'll bring it to you. And if you're not, you can just go to 580barbell.com and order mixed berry or watermelon right from the site. I'm going to be doing a special here within the next probably week. So save you some money. And I will probably announce that next week on the episode. One really cool thing, I don't know if I'm supposed to announce it yet or what, but I'm gonna, is we are gonna be in our first ever supplement store. We got approved. We got it's Sound Supplements. It's out. You guys know where Big Ben Harambe trains.
And Virtus.
Yeah, there's a supplement store connected to that gym. It's a pretty big supplement store called Sound Supplements. And they're gonna be carrying 580 horsepower moving forward.
Let's go.
So yeah, it's a cool step. So we're in, obviously you can get it 580 barbell, get it at Box Strong, which is in New Brighton. You can get it Aurelius CrossFit in Aliquippa, and you can get it now at Sound Supplements. So that's cool. It'll be our first like real supplement store. It's another step, brick by brick.
Just, first of many.
Yeah. I'm really excited. It'll be cool. Like, I don't know. We might have to make a trip out there and like see it on the shelves and stuff. The first store.
Yeah. You can get the big scissors and cut the ribbon on the shelf.
That's it. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. And we'll touch some more on the supplements. We had some really good questions this week about them. So excited to answer that. Another cool thing that we, I guess I'll announce it on Instagram before this podcast goes live, but I haven't yet. But we have custom 580 grip shirts. I ordered a limited quantity. They're made by Revis Strength. I love the way they came out. He made the design and everything. I've actually had the comment from the people at 580 that have seen it, that it would just look cool as a shirt.
So, yeah,
I agree.
I like it. We've had a couple people test drive it. Awesome for yoke. I will have them available at Battle of the Bridge. I sent out you guys are both competitors. We'll touch on that too. But I sent out an email yesterday to all the competitors. We got limited quantities. I think we have like 25 total, and we've already sold some. So limited size and quantities available. They're 40 for at the show, 30 for 580 members if you're listening and you're a member of 580. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. Check out our Instagram if you want to see a picture of them. I'll post that when this episode drops.
I've never used a grip shirt before, but I think I'm going to buy one because I think it'll help me, and might as well be a 581 the first one I buy, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I really enjoyed working with that company, Revis Strength. I'd like to work more with them in the future. I was just kind of thinking too, I mean, three of the five events for Battle of the Bridge utilize a grip shirt. You got the yoke, obviously, for the back. Mm-hmm. You got the max axle clean and press, which is huge because it's got a big 580 diamond that's grippy on the front. Yep. And then you got a sandbag too. And you can wear it over your comp shirt. That's not a problem. I'm not going to make anyone wear it under their comp shirt.
Yeah.
But yeah, they'll be available there. You can get them when you weigh in and stuff like that. I sent out the weight. Did you guys see my email that went out? Did you guys get that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Which one?
For Battle at the Bridge that went out yesterday.
Oh, I'll have to check that.
But weigh-in times are pretty much all day Friday. 8 to 10, I think, and then 1 to 3 and 5 to 7. So pretty much all day. Just with the show, I'm trying to do stuff like as an athlete, like issues I've ran into at a show before. And one really cool thing I was excited to announce on email is that Simple Nutrition Meals, you can right now, if you're an athlete, even if you're just a spectator coming, if you're just coming to support Riley, for instance, say, you can go to the link on Simple Nutrition Meals / Battle at the Bridge, I believe it is. And there's custom meals for like after you weigh in, day of, anything like that, all freshly made that week, delivered. You can pick them up when you weigh in. I've been in predicaments before where I've been at a show and I'm like, I weigh in and then I got, you know, 24 hours and I'm like in a different town. I don't know. I don't want to just go eat like some greasy food. I'm like, man, I wish I would have meal prepped better. I wish I would have been prepared. It's a lot to prep, meal prep and travel if you're coming from far away, especially if you're flying. Yep. So you can let Simple Nutrition Meals do the work for you. It's awesome. Super affordable. They've got steak, chicken, all that come with rice, broccoli. They've got some like protein stuff. They've got some fruit bowl, stuff like that. So go check it out, especially competitors. I sent that email out. So we'll post about it again so you can check it out.
But I feel like that's a nice thing to not have to worry about.
Big time.
Is your food right before and during the competition. Like, I think that's a big thing in the couple that I've done, like running into trying to figure out what I want to eat during the show too, especially.
Right.
So like, to have that done for you would be huge.
Yeah. And I think if I'm remembering correctly, we have over 5 people flying in for the show as competitors.
Well, that's cool.
Like traveling with your food's one thing, but flying with it, like prep food. And if you're anal about your food and you're a serious athlete, like I know how bad it sucks to like go just get like a crap, like, you know, you're just not familiar with the area.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you guys can let Kate Gutwald from Sumo Nutrition Meals do it for you guys. It'll be there labeled for you at weigh-in. So I just thought that was a cool little perk.
Yeah. I mean, besides Sprouts too, I don't like healthy options in the area are pretty limited, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like we have our traditional steakhouses, but even those like are risky before a show, you know, like something you're unfamiliar with.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, Simple Nutrition Meals is great. They sponsor our eating challenge video and they're friends of ours. So go check that out. Couple more things with Bridge. It is crazy. We're only 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
We've been talking about Bridge for so long.
It's like over a year ago.
I can't believe it's like actually here and we're actually going to have to deliver and put on a show now. I mean,
part of me feels like it was like not that long ago, but it feels like we've been talking about it for years too.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't seem like, especially my program wise, like it just doesn't feel like it should be here already.
Right. Those last like 10 to 12 weeks, like when you actually like are like, crap, it's time to start like getting ready for the show.
It just flies by.
But it is really crazy that we're 3 weeks out, but just like athlete list and wait list are closed now. So we've got our 110 people. I'm sure we'll have dropouts, but Hossware is doing the shirts. The order's been put in. Just want to like highlight the sponsors a little bit. There's no spectator fee to get in. So like, you know, a lot of these shows, especially bigger shows, they're at least $10 to get in, you know, try to spend money with some of the sponsors who are making the trip to like come support it and make this show possible for you guys. We're obviously going to have Horsepower and 580 gear there, grip shirts, just general apparel that we have left over too. And we're going to have competition shirts, a limited quantity. Like, so you can buy the Battle of the Bridge shirt just as a spectator. But Hossware is going to be there selling apparel, and they're a huge supporter of Strongman. Impact Mouth Guards is going to be there, and they've got some cool prizes for you guys. We're going to be doing a 50-50. The Legion's going to be selling food. They're going to be selling beer, drinks, pop, stuff like that. So just, you know, if you want to come support it, thank the sponsors. And also thank you to the volunteers, because it's crazy. We have right now set in stone, we have 37 volunteers for Bridge. So
that's huge.
We've got an army. I'm sure a couple people won't show up, stuff will happen day of the show, but we're so over prepared for it, like it's ridiculous. If you think about it, got 110 competitors. For every three competitors, yeah, you've got a volunteer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is a great ratio to have. Mm-hmm. And we've got some events that are very like volunteer dependent. Like you guys see the Hercules hold, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it takes that event alone is going to take per station, going to take six people minimum.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People to hand the stuff to you. And
yeah, it's an intensive thing. And we've got, so if you're new to the show or you're just tuning into the podcast, we're going to have an event going on in the inside the gym, and this is all weather depending, you know, hopefully we get a nice day. If not, we're going to be a lot more cramped, but we're going to have an event going on outside, an event going on inside, and then, you know, the groups will switch. The only event that we're going to have going all at once is going to be Axel Max Clean and Press. But so there's every event you do, you're going to be going against someone in your class. So like Riley will be going against a fellow lightweight novice in yoke run. And then same with Hercules hold. And, you know, so there's going to be two people going at once. We have enough implements for it. Axel, there'll be four people going at once. But I just think logistically we're set up, we're prepared, we're ready to go. I got a third of the sandbags filled up. I'll get another third filled up tomorrow. And then the last third filled up the weekend after that. Everything will be good with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of brand new stuff too.
Yeah, everything. I think everything we're using, the one Hercules hold they used last year at PA Strongest Man, but the other Hercules hold's brand new. The axles are all brand new, never been touched. Sandbags, all brand new, never been touched. And I'm not letting, if you're listening and you're not a 580 member, I promise you, these guys can attest. Am I letting you guys use sandbags or axles?
Nope.
Only our old ones.
Yeah, the ones that we've already had.
Yeah, the ones we have, but the only thing that people are using is the Hercules hold, just because it's, there's not really another way to mimic it, but everything else, the yokes are brand new. Everything is brand new, identical for the competitors day of. So I'm just super excited, but
it's going to be just awesome.
It's crazy to get essentially 40 people. Cause like the volunteers, I'm not counting like my dad and my mom and those people. So we have,
they have 40, to.
Yeah. But like, it's crazy on a Saturday morning in June, you can get 40 people to come help so we can do this hobby. So like, you know, it's crazy. I'm super appreciative of it. How's prep going for you guys? I mean, you talked about a little bit, Riley, you know, super fast. how's everything going for you?
I mean, it's at that point a couple weeks out where just a lot of soreness, especially in my back, but I mean, that's just part of it. Like by Thursday during the training week, it's usually like ready to give out, but I mean, like, because it's a heavy deadlift day Monday, then a press day Wednesday, and then another deadlift day Thursday. So it's just part of it, though. I mean, everybody has to go through it, so just dealing with that. I think, I mean, I had that bad finger stove doing sandbag last week, so
yeah,
it's hard to grip stuff right now. Like I really had to lean on the straps on Thursday to deadlift, so I'm just hoping that just gets better, just magically. I'm just hoping it just gets better in a couple weeks. So,
Finger, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now, like, I mean, it feels fine when it's straight, but like when I like grip, it just doesn't feel like it wants to work. It just doesn't feel like I have any strength there. So,
yeah.
Just hoping that gets better. But it's just one of those things that happens when you're programming for a show. I mean, everybody
it always happens within a month too. Like it's always like something annoying.
It's always been a fear of mine doing sandbag too, because I'm like when you try to pick it up too fast and your fingers stay straight and it just hits the ground, like it just can happen. But it's just all of the events are going pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, you've made, like, just watching you, you've made the, like, everyone really has, like, at the gym that I've seen, you know, but you've made good, like, huge strides on the deadlift, the frame deadlift, sandbags, like I mean everything. I'm excited. I think this will definitely be your last show in novice, I think.
We'll see.
Time will tell. How about you, Dante?
Everything's going really well. Starting to get the time where I'm really gotta start losing the weight. So like yesterday's training session, I was on 80 grams of carbs for the whole day. So it wasn't really fun, but still gotta do the work. I'm still making good progress. Like my axle's really taken off. I hit a 305 the other day and I'm feeling really confident for the frame deadlift. But I did have, like what Riley said, a little injury. Well, I guess it was not an injury, but it was more like tendonitis in my bicep. And that was just something I had to deal with that for like a week. But yeah, overall prep's going pretty well on pace.
I also do think like psychologically, like it happens to me every show, like with when I'm in like a 4 to 6 weeks out, like I almost like create an injury in my head because I'm sure like you're more banged up, but you feel so worrisome.
Yeah,
you almost like want to like protect yourself, like you're like the bubble boy, you know? Like you're like, I can't like go play golf. I can't go do this, like, you know, because you're like, I don't want to do this stuff because I don't want to risk injury.
Yeah.
Instead of just live it. And like you just have one minor like inconvenience, like, oh my God, and you're in your head. So
Like I've always been in my head with that, with sandbag, like trying to pick it up too fast and like that happening, and then it just happened one day. Like I fucking broke my finger, but I'm hoping it's just
even when you get healed, like it's still like your body is still like subconsciously like babying that part of the injury.
I mean, like you said, it's hard to get through an entire prep unscathed. Like everybody is going to be dealing with something. So, I mean, there's no excuses. It's just a part of it, but you just got to find ways around it.
You have to tell yourself too, like I was actually thinking about this the other day, and it's interesting. Like you like, we all have jobs, obviously, whether you're blue collar, white collar, you know, people cut their grass at home. You got to remember, like, everyone does that.
Yeah.
Like, the guys that are coming to compete against you, guys and girls, they're cutting their grass too. They're going to their job. Like, they have, like, some people just had it, like, they got a 6-month-old kid.
Mm-hmm. You
know, like, stuff like that. They had to buy a new car. Like, it's just, it's natural for us as humans to just overthink that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do it, and I have to tell myself more, like everyone's going through stuff.
Oh yeah.
People have, you know, God forbid, have deaths, you know.
Yeah.
It's life, you know. It's not going to stop for a silly strongman competition. So
for an overrated hobby, right?
Yeah. Right. Glorified hobby. Mm-hmm. But we do love though.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be fun. So I'm just,
We talked through it, dude. We talked about that a while ago. I feel like it's been a while since it's just been like a couple of the boys talking, because we've had a lot of guests in like bigger crews and stuff like that. But I think we talked about it, like our best shows and our best like events have been when you're just loose having fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know that's true for me, and I'm sure it's true for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to take things way too seriously then. As soon as it kind of loosened up a little bit, like, you know, your body just relaxes and it just feels like you can progress better.
I feel honestly, especially for something that is a hobby, like you're gonna do better when you're like, not that you don't care, but like if you like are way too careful about things and like try to be too perfect, I think it's gonna go worse than if you're just going out there and just doing your best. Like when it's day of, it's like you either do it or you don't.
That's a perfect way to put it. And like, you've been training these events for like in most cases 10 to 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
When that show comes, like, sure, you might get a little bit out of a deload where you're getting like 3 to 5% increases because you're rested, you're not on that death march anymore.
Mm-hmm.
However, you have a very good idea of where you're going to be at. Like, if I ask Riley how many reps of sandbag he's going to get, you know, he's going to know, okay, I've been getting 5 in training. You know, I want to get 6 because I've been getting 5 in training.
Mm-hmm.
So like, those are the little wins you need to take. I've said it a bunch of times, no matter how puckered or loose or rested or not rested or fed and not fed I am, the guy next to me, I can't control what he's going to do competing. So all I can do is load that sandbag like I've loaded in training,
or
deadlift like I've deadlifted in training. So, I mean,
yeah, there's not going to be that much variance. Like, you might be able to get an extra rep or go one rep lower than you thought you were going to do, but there's not going to be, like, huge variance.
Especially in your guys' cases, to be honest, because you're actually training with the implement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in events like Bridge, where we have a very unique implement, like the frame deadlift, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's one of one, soon to be two of two. But no one else has that frame, that exact frame. So, like, they may be hitting on a really compact frame, or they may only have a trap bar, so they don't know what to expect. Same with the Hercules hold. But still, you know what kind of deadlift you are and stuff like that. So,
yep.
But, man, I don't have much more to say about the Bridge. I'm really excited. I got a couple small things to finish up, but.
Yeah, I feel like it's just those little details right now. just
yeah. I will say behind the scenes, Josh, you are in your P's and Q's. So if anyone's ever worried that something might not go the way it should go, it's going to go the way it should go.
I hope so. And I was actually talking to Frawley about it yesterday. I mean, there's still going to be stuff that happens day of that's,
yeah,
that I didn't foresee. I didn't.
There always is.
There's yeah, a, that happens
gonna,
all the time.
It's going to be the biggest flood in the Beaver.
Yeah, I was going to say the one thing you really can't control is the weather. Like that. Yeah. That could completely change things. But I mean,
we'll be all right regardless. We'll be fine. In an ideal world, though, it's a nice day.
Yeah.
The nice thing too for space is that we have the whole banquet hall upstairs. Mm-hmm. So athletes, like, if you go to a show, a lot of like if you go to a show that's at a gym, most of the time it's very cluttered with athlete stuff taking up a lot of space. Athletes won't have their stuff downstairs in the gym. It'll all be required to be upstairs.
Yep.
So that people do forget we have a 7,000 square foot gym and there's not going to be any equipment in it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, besides it's all going to be pushed in a corner besides the, you know, the stuff we're using. So even if worst case scenario, we're more than prepared.
Yeah.
But I would like to have good weather.
Obviously you just want optimal everything, but doesn't always happen that way.
Yeah. Yeah. But super excited to meet everyone. It's crazy. Like, I will say, like, my first time as a promoter for a big show, like a big show, over 100 competitors. The amount of questions, comments, just general messages you get is overwhelming at times while you're working another job and stuff. So I'm just excited to finally put like faces to names that I've been talking to on Instagram and emails and stuff like that. I'm excited to meet you guys. So I'll be there for all the weigh-ins. Super pumped. Can't wait to see you guys all.
Best customer service and strongman is Josh Henderson.
Trying. So we got some good questions. Kind of all over the place. The first question we got was predictions for Bridge. I feel like it's in bad taste for myself to do predictions because I don't.
Yeah. Conflict of interest.
Yeah. I'm the promoter.
That's why you say unbiased, right?
Right. But like,
you really can't be biased. But
also, to be fair, too, it's not like World's Strongest Man. There's 110 people competing.
Yeah.
I don't know 60 of them.
Yeah.
You know, like as competitors. So and you guys are competitors. So we're not going to touch that one. But definitely, like after Bridge, I'd like to go through like the scoreboard, like our show after Bridge, and like break down like the scoring and like some of the most competitive classes. And
stuff. Yeah, I think that'll be better anyway when you actually know what happened.
Yeah, definitely. What's the future of 580 subs? What's next? That's a good question. Gonna order pineapple pre-workout on June 6th. That's gonna be our order date. So we'll have it by the end of summer. And that's a good question because I want to know what you guys want next. Right now, whey protein would be my next, but I can't do whey protein. What would you guys want to be the next product that we carry? Not necessarily you guys, exactly you guys. I mean, I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say, but as consumers, people listening, what supplements do you guys take? Do you want an amino? Do you guys want a fish oil? Do you want a creatine? Do you want, you know, a carb powder? Like, what would you guys want to do? Like I said, the biggest one I want to do is a whey protein. Just with the prices right now, I can't do it. It just doesn't make sense as a company to do it. If you're listening, shoot me a message, like at 580 Barbell, and just be like, hey, man, I take this supplement. I like it a lot. I know a lot of people that take it. Let's try this, you know? Well, what do you guys think? Do you guys have anything in mind?
I like the idea of a carb powder.
I do too. I take a carb powder all the time, so I like that as well.
I was going to say that too, just because I know you take it all the time. So, I mean, it would be great for you.
I enjoy, like, since I've been taking a carb powder for the last year or so, like, intro workout, I would sometimes bring a Powerade or a Gatorade or something with me. Mm-hmm. But, like, my training genuinely does feel better when I have the carb powder. I mean, it's a no-brainer, but I just never did it. And it's a pretty cheap supplement to use. Mm-hmm. Add some flavor to your water during your workout.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I honestly don't really take anything besides pre-workout. So
yeah,
I mean, that's all I really use.
we're going to ride with the three-headed monster of watermelon, mixed berry, and then adding pineapple for definitely for 2022 and then maybe 2023 if we have a flavor we want to add. But yep. I'm just going to keep a very stocked inventory of those three and then ride with those and see where we go from there. The pineapple is awesome. The pineapple is – watermelon's always going to be my baby.
Yeah.
But the pineapple and mixed berry are really awesome.
Yeah.
What about like a low stim, like more of like a vasodilator pump?
That's a good question. That's a really good one. That's actually could potentially be our next one is a low stim pre-workout or stim free.
Yeah. Cause a lot of people, some of them don't like this. Even the caffeine's not that bad. And
yeah, our caffeine isn't as high as some, but I mean, it's still low stims. Yeah. So yeah, no, that Dante, that's a great one. I actually have a note of that too. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Especially too, people train at night, people that just genuinely don't want to drink that much caffeine and stuff. I get it.
Definitely. Or nootropics.
That reminds me that random announcement, but I'm quitting energy drinks. Thoughts?
Drinks or all caffeine?
All energy drinks. I own a pre-workout
company. I just wanted to make sure.
I'm like a crackhead with horsepower.
You want to take bets, Riley, how long that's going to last?
Let's go. Take a bet. I'm over 48 hours.
You do own a pre-workout company, so you should have been off on the begin with.
Yeah, true. I went into a gas station on my way home from work to get a certain company's drink.
Yeah.
It was $3.49 for one energy drink. And I'm buying those every day. I'm like, I don't want to do it.
I just got a deal today. I think it was 3 for $6. That's not too bad.
No, that's good. But
yeah,
when you break down a pre-workout, ours is like $1 a scoop.
Yeah, scoop compared to can, you definitely save your money with pre-workout.
I can do both.
Riley does both. get some horsepower.
Yeah,
maybe one day horsepower have their own little energy drink.
That's true. That'll be the next time I drink it, Dante. Let's not give away too much, but that'll be the next time I drink it.
That was just completely off my top of my head. I didn't even know anything about it.
Yeah, he just made it up.
What do you guys like more, mixed berry or watermelon? That's a question we got.
I like watermelon a lot, but I haven't had mixed berry enough to really distinguish the difference.
Yeah, I like mixed berry, but watermelon is just my favorite artificial flavoring in general, so it'll always be watermelon.
Yeah, I think watermelon's my favorite too, but I think it's more like nostalgia. I love them both. Like,
yeah,
you both came out.
Yeah, it's people, yeah,
stop,
it's
mess- good, stop but- messaging me. It's actually good. Okay, I
no, we know it's good.
I get it's good. We tested it. Mm-hmm. I understand some people have different taste buds, like, and some people don't like watermelon mixed, whatever. You don't like that artificial flavoring, but like, people don't realize like how hands on this operation is. Like, it's got the made in the USA tag, FDA tag, all those tags and certifications. Everything gets micro tested before it's shipped out. And 14 days after I receive it, I get a certification in the mail with all my micro testing, verifying that everything's legit and exactly what our thing says. It's not a blend like some of these cookie cutter companies that sell you guys crap.
Yeah, Josh doesn't make this in an RV in the back of his house.
Yeah, this is made in a high-tech manufacturing facility, and we taste test the flavor as many times as we need to before.
It's not like you just like tried it once and be like, yeah, this is all right.
Yeah,
and like we're just gonna do it.
Yeah. Like the first watermelon we got, it was like, all right, but there's that little lingering taste.
Yeah.
The second one, it still wasn't perfect. So like
made changes.
Yeah. So it's always going to be like, we're always going to put taste. The formula is made. So we just want the taste to be perfect for you guys as well. But if you have any questions about the supplements, always feel free to reach out. What's your guys' favorite podcast? This is a good question. What's your favorite podcast to listen to outside of the 580 show or just fitness in general? Like, do you guys have a podcast you listen to like weekly, daily, that you've been listening to for a long time?
Dante?
I don't really have a favorite podcast. I kind of just listen to them as I find them if I'm bored or something. But I like watching like the Joe Rogan clips like on YouTube.
Yeah, I like Rogan when he's – I'm not a Rogan guy at all, but I only listen like when he has a guest on that I want to listen to. It is amazing that Joe Rogan gets literally like 5 million downloads an episode. Yeah. He has some dork from like Yale that no one's at. It's amazing.
He'll have some rapper on an hour before he has like some PhD scientist on.
But they all just do numbers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand most of it, but the scientist interviews are like pretty interesting.
Yeah. There's
just like, a lot of it goes over my head, but
also any podcast with Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
I'm not a Joey Diaz guy. But
I just listen to a lot of comedian podcasts like Bobby Lee, Andrew Santino, Chris DiStefano, like there's a bunch of them that I just listen to here and there. I'll just like switch it up and listen to them, but they're all super funny. So I listen to all those. And then probably like a lot of gambling podcasts just because I like to gamble. So I like to listen to things about it and like how to be better at it and stuff. So I listen to a lot of that stuff too.
I listen to a lot of Barstool podcasts. I listen to Kirk Minahan's show. I've never missed an episode in 3.5 years. I listen to the Dave Portnoy show. I now always hit those. Those are my go-tos. I listen to a lot of Barstool. I like some sports podcasts. Not even just sports, just like general, just guys being dude stuff.
Yeah. It's just easy for me to put it on YouTube now, like on my TV, like while I'm working and stuff. So
I consume so much YouTube.
Yeah.
It's wild. There's also there's good strongman podcasts out there. Like the market's starting to get like, there's a lot of strongman strength podcasts out there now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Zola has one at our gym. Furman and Camby do one on YouTube. I forget what it's called, the Winner Circle, but there's a bunch. So appreciate everyone listening to ours. It is crazy. Like when people send stuff in like from our podcast, I forget that people listen to this.
Yeah.
Yep. And we haven't missed a week yet since we started.
74. That, you know, Dante, that's a great point. And that's like, when we first started this, that was the first thing I told you, right? We're going to be consistent. Like that, I think the second one, you like take a week off or like, oh, it's just not convenient this week.
Yeah.
Think about how many obstacles we've had to overcome. Like, not to like give ourselves a big head, but like this started as just us three and
on the reverse hyper machine.
Yeah. To film this every week and get it out on YouTube and all the platforms. Like people have plans. I've been in Texas for work. People have been out of town, but we've always had an episode up.
So or like everyone's going to a different strongman show or something, or we're all going to the same strongman show.
Good point. So 74 episodes, 74 weeks straight is, I'm really proud of that. And
I'm going to be dead honest. I did not think it was going to last this long. Like when we started, I was like, I mean, this is going to be a thing we try. And if it works, it works. But I didn't see it like actually.
We're going 1,000.
I know you did because you're just
episodes minimum.
You're just irrationally confident in all this stuff. So I knew you knew that, but me, I was like, we're going to do this for a while and see what happens. Like, but
you know, Frawley made a good point the other day when we were in the gym. He said, even if no one listened, we would still do it because I have fun doing it. Like, it's not like a chore for me.
Yeah.
Like, some weeks suck because there's not a lot going on. You're super busy. We film after the gym a lot of times. Like, we're there late, but 99% of the time I have a lot of fun doing it. So
it's something we're all interested in and talk about anyway. So
yeah, right.
Might as well record it.
100%. Shout out to Kurt this week too.
Oh my God.
Under 80 kilos, second time ever touching an axle for pressing. Press 305.
I was so fired up
at 80. The amount of pause I was expecting.
I know you were expecting some hate.
I was expecting some chirps. I think that was one of the first times I've only gotten positive feedback with something like that. Like 100% people loved Kurt.
I think people know how impressive that is.
Yeah, because Kurt probably maxes out more than all those people that hate.
Yeah, but also like people are so like, I'm trying to think of a good word for it. Just amazed by his
impressed.
The clean.
Yeah.
Like how to get impressed.
Especially for strongmen. That's unorthodox.
Well, because if you're watching that, like if you follow 580 barbell, a lot of the people have done axle clean press. So you understand how tricky it is.
Yeah.
Doesn't rotate like a barbell, especially for Kurt, like because he usually only uses fixed, non-fixed Olympic barbells.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to take that and actually clean it and flip his hands midair,
yeah,
press it, and he's legitimately like he's not like an 80 kilo that's walking around heavy. Like,
yeah,
he's never done a strongman show. He's doing bridge. He may get invited to Arnold.
That'd be crazy.
Like,
I wouldn't be surprised, but it'll be crazy. No, like,
but like, he's also, I think he weighed in. So when he did that, it was what, like probably 6:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
He did it, yeah. Just roughly. He weighed in. He was 181, I think. And that's like late in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, that's eating and everything. Yeah. So,
and he gets up early. So that's like almost end of the day for him.
Yeah. I mean, that's freaky. But you know what, Riley? He has a cheat code. He has a kid now. So he
has dad strength. Yeah, that's true. So,
but I'm really excited to watch Kurt compete as much as I'll be able to.
I mean, I don't do CrossFit, but I could not imagine, like, I mean, I can't press 300 pounds, but I could not imagine basically front squatting it and then pressing it.
Right.
It's just insane.
Yeah. So shout out to Cuzzy. Do you guys have anything else for this week? I think we touched a lot. Definitely an insider episode.
Yeah.
But our OGs will appreciate it. And but I just appreciate everyone supporting 580 Barbell just as a whole, helping us grow. The supplements, I want to make that a full-time thing. Like, I want to make that a full brand. The apparel, the grip shirts, the gym in general, the show. Thank you guys so much. So we have a YouTube channel, 580 Barbell. The Instagram is 580 Barbell as well. Those are our best place to find us. Battle of the Bridge has an event page on Facebook. We have our own Facebook page as well. And then 580barbell.com. Thank you guys so much for the support. We'll see you guys for episode 75.
Love you guys.